live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, concern has been raised that the ongoing delays in the publication of the review on social housing is affecting hundreds of families across the entire Northwest region. Councillors in Letterkenny and Inishowen are considering adopting measures which would allow gaming machines operate legally in both municipal districts. A Donegal-based couple suspected of planning to engage in a sham marriage have won their legal battle to be allowed to marry. And two men have been arrested following a multi-vehicle crash on the Buncrana Road in Derry earlier today. Stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferriser. But first in news, it's emerged that management at Letterkenny University Hospital deployed the full capacity protocol on 318 days last year, up from 242 days in 2017. This morning there were 22 people awaiting inpatient beds at the hospital, one of the lowest numbers this week. The latest figures were received by Senator Padraig McLaughlin, who says what should be a last resort measure is now being used routinely. He says every area of the hospital is being affected.
We now have a situation with 318 days, it's almost every single day of the year. Indeed, there were months where it was every single day. The whole hospital is affected in terms of elective surgeries and procedures. And we know this from consultants. They tell us that consistently they're having to cancel, reschedule, which obviously adds to the stress of the patient. So
Simon Harris says he's taking action. Says the other hospital groups are taking action. The HSC is taking action. Looking from the sidelines, people like yourself seem to be suggesting it's not happening fast enough.
No, absolutely not. But it's clear now that we have a crisis, a trolley crisis in the emergency department. Then we have the full capacity protocol. And that, of course, will mean increased waiting lists. It will mean that people are not getting the procedures that they've been waiting such a long time for. You know, we really need the upturn in the recruitment of nurses and doctors and the reopening of beds. We need it to happen in 2019.
A no-deal Brexit could cost the Irish tourism sector more than €380 million. Vulture Ireland says it's investing €5 million to support tourism here as it accelerates its preparations for the UK's withdrawal from the EU, with a particular focus on Donegal and other border counties. 70% of businesses say Brexit is their biggest concern at the moment. Vulture Ireland's chief executive Paul Kelly says a no-deal scenario could cause quite significant damage to the sector.
The UK is also a route to market for us because many visitors, they come to Ireland as part of a UK and Ireland joint tour. So the UK, as well as being both a competitor and a customer, is also a route to market for us. So the damage that a hard Brexit could do would be very significant to the industry.
Concern has been raised that the ongoing delays in the publication of the review on social housing is affecting hundreds of families across the entire Northwest region. South Donegal Deputy Eamon Scanlon says the current criteria is unrealistic. As it stands, people are failing to qualify for social housing as they earn above the threshold. However, on the other hand, they cannot secure a mortgage as they do not earn enough. Deputy Scanlon has called for the review to be published without any further delay.
I've raised it all a number of time that I was with the Taoiseach during the week. We have families today who are paying rent, working families, where probably one parent is working. They find themselves in a situation where their income is too high to go on a housing list where they can get rent support, and their income is too low to apply for funding a loan to the local authority. And they're caught in this situation, and have been for some time. Now, there is a review being carried out, which was initiated in 2017, and I'm calling on the Taoiseach to get this thing moved on. It'll try and get these people, help them in some way, shape or form.
And are you hopeful then that once the review is published, there will be other avenues for them to go down?
Well, when it's published, we'll be coming back into the thought. It gives us an opportunity as politicians to raise these concerns and see that something is done. The income limit needs to be raised for people, whether you have young families, one parent working. The income limits need to be raised where they can apply for go on the housing list and get help with rent. On the other side of the coin, then, you have people, their income isn't high enough to get a loan. But part of the reason for that is they're having difficulty saving because they're paying so much rent And I'm aware of rents gone up €100 a month in the last 12 months. And I'm aware of families paying more rent than what would purchase a house for them at the present time. And I think it's disgraceful.
Meanwhile, Donegal County Council is being urged to build more social accommodation in the Inishowen Peninsula, with Councillor Bernard McGuinness saying rural schools and other services are being threatened because people are not being allowed to build one-off houses. Councillor McGuinness says restrictions on individual building projects are more stringent than ever before, and that makes it even more urgent that the council provide houses for those that need them in Inishowen. He says the housing need in the area cannot be ignored, particularly when depopulation is becoming a real issue.
I've maintained that now for the last number of years, and especially when we're dealing with the county development plan, and I proposed and got it adopted, the county development plan, that we would build small estates in rural areas to support rural schools, because down the way we're carrying on at the moment, rural areas of Donegal are being depopulated, and it's council policy, intentionally or otherwise, that's happening. So I'm suggesting that we change our policy to ensure that rural areas, and particularly those adjacent to rural schools, are provided with housing so that the numbers are kept up.
You've made the point that when Minister Owen Murphy was here opening and turning sods on estates in Donegal last weekend, the furthest north he got was Newton Cunningham.
Well, that's as far as he got, because that's only, we have four houses ready for opening here in Carnoe now shortly. But the whole fact of the matter is it's 10 years since any minister was up here opening houses. You can't have that situation and say that you've been up a house. That's why I asked the question, how many houses have we purchased? It's pretty difficult for the council to purchase houses, because the first thing you have to do is have them examined to see if there's no mica in them. And it's just, there is a housing shortage here in Donegal. We hear about it nationally in Dublin and elsewhere, but there is a housing shortage in Donegal. And I maintain that a person in need of a house in Donegal is just as important as they are anywhere else.
A Donegal-based couple suspected of planning to engage in a sham marriage have won their legal battle to be allowed to marry. High Court proceedings brought by the couple against the Civil Registration Service and the HSE have been struck out after a superintendent registrar concluded there was no evidence to uphold an initial objection to their marriage. Donald Kavanagh has more.
The couple, an Indian man seeking asylum in Ireland and a woman originally from the UK, gave notice of their intention to marry in November 2016. In December the following year, the man was informed the registrar believed they were about to embark on a marriage of convenience, and they were denied permission to marry. The initial decision was referred to a superintendent registrar for a decision. A decision was made shortly before Christmas not to uphold the initial objection, and the case was struck out on consent of the High Court earlier this week. It's understood the couple have since married. Figures revealed by the Irish Independent last month showed a fifth of the 320 objections raised by registrars in the past 2 years were overturned.
And the full report is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Two men have been arrested following a multi-vehicle crash on the Buncrana Road in Derry earlier today. At around 11:35am this morning, a Vauxhall Insignia, a Volkswagen Golf, a Citroen Xara and a postal van were involved in the collision. One man was removed from a vehicle by the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service. The men aged 27 and 22 are currently in police custody, and police are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed or has dash cam footage of the incident to come forward. The road has since reopened. Councillors in Letterkenny and Inishowen are considering adopting measures which would allow gaming machines to operate legally in both municipal districts. It follows a seizure of an extensive amount of gaming machines right across the county. At present, the licensing of gaming machines is governed by the 1956 Gaming and Lotteries Act, which is due to be replaced. Catherine Gaffney has more.
In December, a deputation from the Irish Amusement Trades Association told councillors in Inishowen that 80% of all machine seizures were taking place in Donegal, and 129 jobs are now at risk on the peninsula. This week, both the Inishowen and Letterkenny municipal districts agreed to discuss the issue, and notices are now being published to that effect in both areas. Letterkenny councillor Kieran Brogan says with a major shift in the way people gamble now through online forums, the current legislation is outdated, and a change of the times must reflect in a change of the law. In a show in the IATA told members last month that new national legislation is being drafted, but at present much of the power to license and regulate arcades is vested with local authorities at municipal district level. Traditionally in Bundoran, the association said that then town council supported arcades, while in Buncrana in particular there was traditionally opposition to the industry. Councillor Nicholas Crossan says it's right that the issue is discussed and stressed this does not oblige the council to adopt the provisions in the Gaming and Lotteries Act at the end of the process.
The second phase of assessments at schools built by Western Building Systems has been given the go-ahead by the Department of Education. They follow the programme of initial structural assessments carried out in October and November last year at 42 schools built by the firm. The inspections were ordered amid controversy over structural defects at the buildings. They resulted in precautionary measures being put in place at 22 schools as an interim response. The next phase will focus on those schools and involve detailed investigation to determine and design permanent remediation solutions. There are calls on Donegal County Council to reconsider their decision not to introduce paper and cardboard recycling facilities at Brinkbank sites. Illegal dumping at a number of sites across the county has been reported in recent times, with some individuals discarding boxes after emptying the glass into the banks. However, the local authority says the idea of paper and cardboard recycling facilities has been trialled in other parts of the country, but it was deemed a potential fire risk at unmanned sites. Councillor Micheál Colmagill Osberg disagrees.
At the end of the day, very unfortunate that anybody would illegally dump, and I wouldn't make any excuses for it. But I believe that the economic crisis that has been forced upon people of Donegal by the policies of previous government and this government has forced more people into poverty. And it's very clear when I speak to people in relation to environmental issues and waste management that the request from the vast majority of people in the public is for plastic and cardboard to be made available at all our bottle banks. I think it's a bit mad and I suppose it contradicts what we're trying to do. And again, I would be calling for the council and the government to put provisions in place that allows for plastic and cardboard to be placed at our recycling banks right across the whole county.
But the council's argument is, though, that if they were to place cardboard and paper recycling facilities there, they are unsupervised and it would pose a serious fire hazard.
I disagree with the council on this here. I have full trust in the community that I serve and in the people of Donegal. There is a handful and a very, very, very small percentage of people who leaves their household waste expect Novus to pick it up at our bring banks, but the vast, vast majority of people who use those bring banks, I trust them. I have absolutely every faith in them that they will look after their recycling plants. So I don't believe that this argument is that they need to be supervised and unmanned. There's plenty of community groups out there that are more than willing to look after these recycling plants voluntary capacity as well.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Gear up for 2019 with a massive winter sale in-store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 5:15 and time to latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with news of soccer, and Thun Harps have confirmed the signing of Harry Ashcroft, subject to international clearance. The Australian-born 23-year-old central defender, who can also play at right-back, is joining from Maltese Premier League side Balzan. Harps manager Ollie Horgan is pleased to have secured the services of Ashcroft, who has been capped at under-20 level for Australia. Jacob Borg is a good friend of Ashcroft and played with him during his time in Malta. Van Harps' new season preparations continue with the second of their pre-season matches tomorrow in Abbottstown and Dublin, taking on Limerick FC. Elsewhere on the transfer front in the League of Ireland, Cork City have signed James Tully on loan from Brighton. The attacking midfielder has already played 3 senior games for the Premier League side and will stay at Turner's Cross until the end of June. Moving into the Irish League Premiership, and Coleraine are on the road tonight. They're taking on Ards in the top flight. 5 other games to be played tomorrow. The leaders Linfield are at third place, or joint second Crusaders, and Institute are on the road as they make the trip to Warm Point Town. Among the other local games that are happening this weekend, FAI Intermediate Cup, Letterkenny Rovers going in as underdogs for their tie in Dublin on Sunday as they take on a Crumlin United. While in the Ulster Senior League, Cockhill Celtic can move clear at the top of the table by taking victory against Bunnaggy United on Sunday. On the junior front, there's a couple of big ties spread across the northwest in the Donegal League Premier Division. It's first against second as Castlefin Celtic take on Kilmacrenan Celtic. While in Division 2, there's also a battle of the two sides sitting joint top. Kerrykeel 71 up against Raphoe Town. And the big match on Sunday in Inishowen is in the Premier Division. Second place, defending champions Glengad United are making the trip to take on the current leaders, Alia FC. Cross channel this evening, Norwich City will climb to second in the championship table if they avoid defeat to 8th place Birmingham City at Carrow Road. While in the Scottish Cup, Rangers return to action and they're on the road as they go to Cowdenbeath. In rugby, Ian Henderson is back in the Ulster team to play Leicester at Welford Road in tomorrow's Champions Cup game. Henderson returns to the second row as the only change to the team. They beat Racing 92 last week. A win would see Ulster's first quarter-final place since 2014. Elsewhere, Munster captain Peter O'Mahony has been passed fit for their Champions Cup pool match against the Exeter Chiefs. He retains his place in a team that sees just one change. John Ryan comes in for Stephen Archer in the front row. And Sean O'Brien has been named in the Leinster bench for Sunday's showdown with Wasps in Coventry. The Lions' back rower has been out of action since breaking his arm against Argentina while on international duty in November. Robbie Henshaw, Devon Toner and Jack McGrath are back in the starting 15. There is local action tomorrow as well. Our feature game's coming from Oma as they play Bangor in the All-Ireland League 2C in the same division. City of Derry are up against Ballina. And among some of the other local games, Letterkenny are at home tomorrow in Rugby Championship 3 as they play Belfast High School, and Strabane at home against Monaghan. Now to golf. Shane Lowry's extended his lead to 3 shots at the Abu Dhabi Championship. The Offaly man finished with a birdie as he carded a third round 67 to head the field on 17 under par. Lowry's nearest challenger is South African Richard Stern on 14 under.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, I think the up and down on 17 was huge because I knew Richard was after making a few birdies. I know we're only at the third round, but it's nice to be in the lead. And yeah, to up and down on 17 and birdie last was pretty nice. I hit two lovely shots into the last, so I was happy with birdie.
In Gaelic games, Westmeath will contest their second success of a Burn Cup final tonight. Having finished runners-up to Meath last year, the Lake County now play Dublin in the decider at Parnell Park this evening. And among the other games on the Gaelic games front, the Dr. McKenna Cup final is taking place on Saturday evening at the Athletic Grounds. Tyrone, who lost to Donegal in the final last year, are taking on Armagh. And then on Sunday, it's a massive day for Red Hughes. The Donegal and Ulster junior champions are playing Ishki of Sligo in the All-Ireland Football Championship semi-final and Ballinamore in County Leitrim. Red Hughes looking to become the first Donegal club to make it through to an All-Ireland club decider. It's a huge day for them on Sunday, and if you can't make it as far as Leitrim, you can tune Highlands Way, because myself and Brendan Devaney will be on commentary and we'll have the full match live this coming Sunday afternoon on a big day for Red Hughes. And we'll also be previewing the action on our GA preview with Tom Comack tomorrow afternoon. In boxing, it's Ulster Elite Finals weekend and there's 3 Northwest fighters set for ring action tomorrow night. Donna Baravelli's Golden Gloves, Brett McGinty of Oakleaf and Letterkenny man Stephen McMonigal are all set to fight for titles there. In tennis, Maria Sharapova defeated the defending champion Caroline Wozniacki to reach the 4th round of the Australian Open earlier. As for the men's section, a semi-final clash of Rafa Nadal and Roger Federer remains a live possibility. Both are yet to drop a set in Melbourne and both came through their respective games today with ease. Finally, if you're a horse racing fan, you'll have to tune in to Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon, where Chris Ashmore will be joined by one of the world's top jockeys. This night week, the Donegal Sports Star Awards are taking place in Letterkenny, and the special guest on that night will be the one and only Ruby Walsh. And tomorrow on the programme, Chris will be talking to Ruby Walsh about him coming to Donegal in just under a week's time, and of course a general chit chat about his fantastic horse racing career as well. One not to be missed after 5 tomorrow on Saturday Sport. But that's it for today. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And finally in news, a €1 million support fund has been rolled out to enable over 102,000 250 community organisations nationwide pay staff the increased minimum wage. The Community Services Programme Support Fund announced today by Minister Michael Ring will benefit over 980 full-time equivalent staff across the country. €99,550 has been allocated for Donegal to share among 28 organisations. And the full list is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Weather now, some showers this evening, but some places remaining overcast. Showers tonight, possibly some of slated temperatures falling to between -1 and +1 degrees with frost in many places. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, it's emerged that management at Letterkenny University Hospital deployed the full capacity protocol on 318 days last year, up from 242 days in 2017. The latest figures were received by Senator Padraig McLaughlin, who says what should be a last resort measure is now being used routinely. Concern has been raised that the ongoing delays in the publication of the review on social housing is affecting hundreds of families across the entire northwest region. South Donegal Deputy Eamon Scanlon says the current criteria is unrealistic. A Donegal-based couple suspected of planning to engage in a sham marriage have won their legal battle to be allowed to marry. High Court proceedings brought by the couple against the Civil Registration Service and the HSE have been struck out after a superintendent registrar concluded there was no evidence to uphold an initial objection to their marriage. And councillors in Letterkenny and Inishowen are considering adopting measures which would allow gaming machines to operate legally in both municipal districts. It follows the seizure of an extensive amount of gaming machines right across the county. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is news with Colm Ferter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seamer Mahas and Colin Ferreter and Shadlin, the Prieve Skelty, are Highland Radio. Tabuachery, Comortish, Vliantul, Glor Nigel, Falsiha, Erhiv, Egerlina, Namor, Agriacta. The Kojmor Ahantish, Avranu, Erwancher, and Ir Huskirch, Emdiana. When Ashlan ran the Farsta and Kid Ach Amat, Dun Khoshta, Geltakta is far. Lilian Relecher Kennan, Epekusuas, and Dush, Dun Khoshta, Jonah is far, the Yavila Ogazahok. Jeg. Is a Kostia Farber Hakrok Fola and Antrala Nua as far in Liana. August Giri le Onad Neve Padrig Dor, Dush, Ahantish, a Winch. Vidushina on Komai, the Kostia Farber Hakaran Toher, Karja Egil, Kondi Chiroin, Pobble Erenuel Erenomi, August Kulturland Ichanan Igahar Agira. Fografar Priv Dush Glor Nigel Eren New Ladmi Fiora. Tanatari Elig Lefechel Erin Siv Glorning Ale Bunk IE. Dridu and Survey Erlina Major Le Giul and Chi Stager Nigeliga Maravi Fogriha Egan Run Edjahis Indu. V an Run Eglorig Turumi Ogalti or Valley Irithish Giulunyi a Yenav O Stager Nigeliga. Leri Utaija Kegarakta Narunya Edjahis and Nuri Nachro Egirigomai Lesh Narilaha Avion Ta Oskion Yavila Trikid Koibden Survey Glaki Egan Run Hannah Fain. Tá coilach an de gúnanál I dianta le líonra leitir cianan ag reachtáil deirisearta Tom Choney Gaeilge ag Chad Jack ar a ghlasí gidór I gcéaltacht gúnanál I dtír an céad le agus a trí le de mí fiara le siúlóidí sesiúntaí plé chóra agus ceol ilig ar an chláir dífa siúd a ba bhaile ofa snás a chur ar Gaeilge sacu. August Bay Ashtorik Holistia Vihal Ovalyahai Clea Erin Arden in Araclan Gidor and North Lahai Leru the Hudgen Drama Ashtrahan Le Brian Friel Consocher the Kaharnakti Achula August Balyahart Nakyotori Tradition to Ismola Ra in Erin Elegant Letcher Kennan, Lilin the Shartin, Yashahogin, Lahai Shartin tradition to Letcher Kennan, Kurtus, Leshan Ela, Erin Neil Ledjeg, Lilleriha, August Kyokurma, Avrachtal, Eg Onage Jeffrilla, Guji, and Shartila, August Fee. Shin Mahodja, Eligolier, Slan August Bannocked.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 18th of January. The sudden death has occurred of Patsy Falls, 17, Hillview Park, Castledurg, formerly of Mina Kieran, Ahiarn. Patsy's remains will arrive at St. Patrick's Church, Castledurg, tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 to repose overnight. Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place in London of John Francis McLaughlin. His remains are reposing at his sister Margaret Crossan's home, 129 Ardcolgan, Carndonagh. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for funeral mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Dora Forbes, née Foley, 4 Cherryvale, Ernie Road, Strabane. Her remains are reposing at her daughter Mary Forbes' home at 59 Laurel Drive, Strabane. Funeral from there tomorrow evening at 6:15, going to St Mary's Church, Millmount. Funeral mass on Sunday afternoon at 12:30, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Breed McGee, Killult, Gortahork. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there this evening, going to Christ the King Church, Gortahork, for 7 o'clock, reposing overnight. Funeral mass tomorrow at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Barlow McGaffigan, 338 Conyborough Road, Lifford. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. And the death has taken place of Sean Grant, Clea Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 22:11, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery.